So try to put yourself in the biblical context. Jesus is preaching to a multitude, and this guy just flips off a question that was probably totally out of context because something was bothering him. Is that in his family there was an inheritance, and apparently his brother got the inheritance and he wanted either all the inheritance or part of the inheritance. That was preached by Jesus 2,000 years ago, but how applicable today? Okay, let me create the scenario. Okay. Okay, your parents are born in the Philippines. And they had... They got money. Five kids. All right. So the inheritance, they do not write it out clearly. Okay, they don't write it out clearly. Okay, let's just say, okay, that there are five of you. Okay, and even though it would be more, but for us to understand it mathematically. It's $100,000, the inheritance. Okay, the oldest one, because the oldest one, the Filipino culture, has a certain transcendence, not the American culture, but in the Filipino culture, yes. He says, belongs to me. The second one says, look, I've been watching over mom and dad for 10 years. It belongs to me. Third one, who studied law and mathematics, said, no, there are five of us. It belongs to the five of us. The fourth one says, no, I really believe that I should get it, because mom and dad really love me best. And the fifth one has special needs in which he can't really reason that well, doesn't say anything. When people come to me with that problem, right away I fall into desolation. I do. And I have more experience than you because I deal with tons of people. Tons of people. As soon as they hear that, they say, oh no. The devil is going to get in there and he's going to wreak havoc in that family. Right? How many of you have experienced that? One, either at least implicitly. All of you. Yeah, all of you. And it's so sad. It really is. For me, thanks be to God for a vow of poverty that we have. Thanks be to God. Really. Thanks be to God for the vow of poverty, because we don't have anything. You see me driving a car, but the car is lent to me from the diocese. Okay, you see I live in that house, but I could be sent to the Philippines tomorrow. We've got a house there. So we don't belong any. We don't really possess anything, but we've got everything, because we've got the Eucharist, right? So we got everything. So let's go back to that story. Let's follow up. Often what happens is this. And this could be Mexico, or this could be New York City. I'm just taking one scenario. Okay, bring in the lawyers. Bring in the lawyers. Bring in the lawyers. Of that $100,000, 50% is going to go to lawyers. Maybe more. Like vultures descending upon it. So you got five of them now with $10,000. And they're all hating each other for that. They don't talk, there's gossip, there's criticism, there's detraction, they're speaking behind the back. And there their parents are dead and buried, the five kids that they brought forth are hating each other. And the five of them, they die and they end up in hell, not having anything now. Because I deal with these cases, and right away I say, oh no, here we go again. Oh no, oh no, oh no! But what I say is this, if mom and dad are still living, I'm going to throw a curveball at you now. Okay? Throw a curveball at you. Well, maybe I've been a knuckleball. Okay? What I would suggest if the parents are living, if you got five greedy kids, don't give it to any of them. Give it to the missionaries of charity. Amen? No? The anger is going to be transferred to the parents. Who cares? Who cares? And Jesus, what did he say? Be very careful about greed. Because that's what it is, greed. If you like the technical word, avarice. Be very, very careful of greed. And that could end up by damning all those five brothers and sisters. So Paul says, love for money is the root of all evil. Love for money is the root of all evil. So I invite all of you, reflect, meditate upon this. Reflect upon this. And how many of you have children? You know, pray over this now. Don't wait later. If you got your children, say, look, we're going to divide it. If you got five kids, it's going to be 20% for each one of you. If you don't like it, lump it, as we say in New York, huh? And if you're going to fight over it, okay, I'm not going to give you a penny. It's all going to go to the missionaries of charity, or maybe even the oblates of the Virgin Mary. For our house is in Antipolo, the seminary there. We can certainly use a little bit of money there, huh? As well as here. But, you know, greed is very, very ugly. Very ugly. And how ironic, Jesus Christ, who is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, where was he born? Any of you like Fulton Sheen? What does he say? The creator of the world had nowhere to be born than his own creation. Wow, Sheen is great, isn't he? The creator of the world had nowhere to be born in his own creation. So let's pray, my friends, that we would not become slaves of possessions. Not to allow the material things to enslave us, but that we would have our hearts fixed on Jesus and Mary and the eternal salvation of our souls. Amen.